Good afternoon and welcome to Central Coast Voices. I'm your host, Fred Monroe. I'm glad you're with us today. A lot of you have probably heard what we do here before, but I'm going to remind you once again that Central Coast Voices is here to address how today's choices will affect tomorrow's community and how we look at the long-term ramifications of change or lack of change in our society and what we can look at about our community that surrounds us. We want to bring you credible, valid information and insights about diverse things going on in our community and diverse members of that community. And we're glad that you're part of the discussion. This is a project of the Community Foundation of San Luis Obispo County and Action for Healthy Communities. I guess the words Action for Healthy Communities would probably be a good focus for the topic today. We are going to deal with the Wellness Kitchen and Resource Center, a place that a lot of you have probably never heard of before, but we'll go into a little detail about what they're about and why we want to talk to them today in a couple of minutes. I want to remind you that this is public radio KCBX on the Central Coast. This is community public radio, and you're part of the community. This is a call-in program. If you choose to call in, we would encourage you to do so. The phone number is 805-781-3875. That's 781-3875. And I know it sounds like I'm a broken record, but I need to remind you that if you call in early in the program, we'll have a better chance to address what your concerns and questions are, and the guests will have a better chance to get that information into the hour, as opposed to the times when a lot of you call in about 4 or 5 minutes before we're done with the program, and we can't quite get to what you want to talk about. So please be part of the discussion, and be part of the discussion early and often, as the old expression goes. If you're dealing with a health crisis of one kind or another in your life, one of the things that oftentimes does not get addressed is what should I be eating to help me recover and move forward with my healthy future? And that is something that that healthcare talks about, but healthcare does not often enough. We could probably have a tug of war about whether or not it's often enough, but often enough, in my opinion, really take a look at that. And the Wellness Kitchen and Resource Center in Templeton is something that is some organization that is looking at ways to improve the situation for people who are in recovery in a lot of cases from very serious life-threatening situations, and how they eat and how they deal with food in their life will become a positive, important part of that that recovery. Today I'm joined by Nancy Walker, who's the founder, executive director, and therapeutic chef of the Wellness Center and Resource Center, by Wellness Kitchen and Resource Center. Jennifer Langstaff, she's a member of their board, and she's a principal of Legacy Retirement Advisors. And Sarah Highnote, and she's a staff member with the Wellness Kitchen and Resource Center. And the three of them today are going to explain to you and I a lot more about what is involved with nutrition and recovery and things like that than we probably thought we needed to know, even though we will realize by the end of the show, I'm sure, that there's a lot we didn't know and we should know. Again, thank you very much for being with us today. Nancy, let's start with you, because most of us have no idea what a wellness center is and what a wellness kitchen is specifically also. So why don't we start with what in the world is a wellness kitchen and go from there?
All right, sounds good. Thanks for inviting us too, by the way, Fred. And you can just call us the Wellness Kitchen if you'd like, because the Wellness Kitchen Resource Center is quite the mouthful. So we're a place next to Heritage Oaks Bank in Templeton that always smells good. It always smells like Thanksgiving when you walk by. And it's because of all the healing broths that we make. It's because of the immense amount of volunteers that we have in the kitchen that are helping make this. It's the love that we put into these foods that are going out to people that are dealing with some kind of a critical health situation, whether it be cancer and in the midst of treatment, whether it would be surgery recovery. We've had a lot of success with hip and knee replacement surgeries and dental work because of the jaw and the bone structure. We've dealt with patients with mold and with severe food allergies. And so these folks can come in and sit down and talk to somebody who really cares about what they're going through, and to try to give some sort of hope through nutrition and hydration, that we might be part of their team and part of their healing and recovery.
Okay, well, let's start with this question from the layman in the group on this, me. I have no idea why what I'm already eating isn't just perfect for me, and I have no idea why when I'm recovering from cancer surgery or a heart attack, why what I've always done is not exactly what I can continue doing. So who wants to jump into that one?
I can answer that.
Okay.
There are certain foods that aggravate conditions, whether it be cancer or irritable bowel syndrome or anything that you're going through. And what we do with the Wellness Kitchen is we take all of those foods off of the market, basically. So gluten and dairy and things that are unnatural or chemical laden. So we take those foods away and we make foods that are nutritionally dense, that are going to give you the vitamins and the nutrients that you do need to recover, the building blocks of your body. So we really focus on taking out the foods that can create inflammation in the body and kind of block your healing process.
Okay, let's be real. From a standpoint of what the average person thinks about, and not to imply that wasn't real, sorry, is we eat because we're hungry, and we eat because we like how it tastes, mm-hmm. and we eat because in Western culture, eating is a social function, which leads me to believe that most people have a very difficult time looking at whether or not what they're eating is really as effectively involved in their healing process as mm-hmm. it should be. So is there a cycle that you guys have to start by breaking or addressing that gets people beyond the, oh, this is not a real diet?
Yeah. So the American diet is going to be geared toward making you feel a certain way with what you're eating, whether it be salt, fat, all those key markers. So we do that in a healthy way. Instead of food that has saturated fats and things that are unhealthy for you, we have natural fats like avocados and coconut milk. So your body is getting those same messages of I'm being soothed by fat or salt, but we're using proper sources that are actually good for your body, if that makes sense. So yes, I do want the McDonald's because it tastes a certain way. It makes me feel a certain way. But those building blocks are creating unhealthy cells in your body. So we go, okay, let's use real fat. Let's use real salt. Let's use real vitamins so that we can actually, that need in your body that's telling you to eat that salty thing is because of a deficit, right? So we're giving you real food that actually fills those voids, if that makes sense.
It does make sense. And that's probably as precise as it could possibly be, mm-hmm. and I appreciate that. By the way, that was Sarah Highnote, who's we didn't introduce you by name. We just heard your voice, and sorry about that. Anyway, Jennifer, you're a board member with this organization. What got you involved in it, and what was the gravitational pull for you to be involved with this kind of organization?
You know, I think I was like most Americans. You know, I grew up in the 70s. My parents didn't really cook too much. And when they did, it was my mother had Southern cooking background. So it'd be, you know, potatoes and Velveeta cheese and ground beef. And it worked for a while. But then as I got older, you know, I started having a lot of issues with my own internal body. You know, you were talking about like IBS. Mm-hmm. It's the most frustrating thing to go to a doctor saying, you have IBS. What does that mean? We don't know. But here, take a pill. And I didn't want to take a pill. And so for me personally, I became on a journey where I realized that dairy, you know, was a culprit for my body. Eating meats, you know, affected my body, and I made a change. So when I learned about the Wellness Kitchen and what they did, I was on board because I already could see in my body how eating the right foods made me feel better. Mm-hmm. And I really wanted to help an organization that I felt had a place in the community and didn't have the support that it needed. And I felt like I could give that support and be a champion for them.
Probably for clarification, it was for those of us who did some research for this program, as I did, it's real clear that this is not a restaurant. It's not a commercial food establishment we would think of from a standpoint of a business. Indeed, this is a nonprofit corporation that you started, Nancy, to address a need. How does are a lot of people just scratching their heads like I did with like, what is this really all about, and how is this going to fit in our community?
Mm-hmm. Well, the people that have come into the kitchen are completely surprised because they're thinking this should be in Los Angeles or this should be in San Francisco, and it's here in our own little San Luis Obispo County in the small little town of Templeton. However, we reach so much further. We have our meals going down to San Luis Obispo that into two refrigerators down at Idler's that are jam-packed with our meals now because we've grown so much. Our meals are starting the first week of October, going to the San Simeon down to Cayucas area. That's going to be quite a feat to take on all the homebound folks there. But people come in, you know, you were talking about eating this way. When folks come in with that they're frightened because they've just received a diagnosis, you know, of cancer or something else severe, they come in just as gray as ash. And we sit down with them and we talk to them and we talk about what nutrition means and such an important role that it plays in their recovery and their success of their treatment. Instead of your body constantly fighting the chemo drugs or the chemicals that are being used, now you're throwing in your chemicals or your pesticide sprays on your produce and antibiotics in your chicken, mm-hmm. and your body's fighting those chemicals too. And instead of taxing your body so much, you have control over what the food is. Mm-hmm. You don't necessarily have control over the treatment. And one thing I want to throw in there, too, is that we support anybody on this journey, whichever they choose. You know, if they want to go full Western medicine and medications and chemotherapy, that's absolutely fine. We're with you as part of your support. If you want to go down to Mexico and have coffee enemas, sorry, that was the joke of the day. Then we're still there to support you, whatever you decide your treatment is.
Actually, no, that's fine. Thank you for having the ridiculous comment of the day. I don't think it's ridiculous. It's actually a very valid factor to look at. I tend to be the one in the program that has the ridiculous comments on a regular basis, and we get calls about them. Anyway, we're talking with folks from the Wellness Kitchen in Templeton, serving all of the Central Coast. I want to remind you that this is a call-in program if you'd like to be part of this discussion. I've got a million questions. I suspect you may have a million questions, too. The phone number is 781-3875. That's 805-781-3875. Okay, Nancy, as you were talking through that, what occurred to me, and that I had not really thought about that clearly, was there's a tremendous need for what you do, and there's probably a tremendous lack of information that people have about how they would even get involved in this. So when you say, gee, Idler's has got meals on refrigeration in San Luis Obispo, and that you have meals that go as far as San Simeon and places like that, you're not Meals on Wheels. That's an organization we understand locally. How do people even get involved in this process? We can tell them how they'll find you, and we'll get into that as we get onto the program, how people can track you down. But I'm wondering how people even know that there's a reason why they'd want to find you.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's, a couple of things with that. We serve lunch Monday through Thursday there at the kitchen, and the intent of that is that we package up single-serving portions of our wellness and healing foods that are going out on pre-order to our clients so that people from off the street, whether dealing with something or not, can come in and taste our foods to taste that delicious and nutritious mm-hmm. do become one package. They are one great food. So they get the opportunity to taste. When you come in, we'll give you tastes of anything and everything, just so that you can see if you're drinking our healing tea that has the fresh ginger and all the chai spices but no caffeine, it's really soothing, helps with nausea. You're going to taste that before you're going to spend any money on purchasing a quart of it.
Do people find you on a regular basis? Does the word of mouth become the most critical way that you get people connected to you?
Well, we do have a lot of, we go to a lot of events. We have information tables throughout all health fairs and various expos. Our board president, Millie Drum, is also a writer for Paso Robles Magazine, helps us greatly with all of our social networking articles in the magazine, just keeping us constant in the focus of the community.
We do have a caller. I want to make sure we don't leave them on hold for too long, so let's see. Okay, Sue in Paso Robles, you're on the air, Sue. What is your thoughts or questions?
Yes, thank you very much for letting me comment. My comments are directed towards Sarah, that she had already spoken, and especially to the word soothing. The taste, you know, have to be soothing for healing. I completely agree with it, but look at the media. Look at the repetitive visual images. You know, we are human beings with five different senses, not just taste. And because of that, it becomes very difficult. And a human being has a will power to choose. So I'm very pleased to know that, that you sit down and talk with your prospective clients who want to heal through foods and nutrition. But where I come from also is the visions, you know. For example, the wine. We are in wine country, you know. The cheese, the blue cheese, I believe, has mold. So that's just an example, and especially when you portray of how wine completely influences the body. Yes, of course, it has a good potential of some mist or something, a chemical, but the human beings, again, comes back to the willpower and control, and how can you teach that? I mean, I can understand you alluring them, healing them with the taste. My concern is all five senses. So, and I am a psychotherapist, so just wanted to put my input in it, and this, I hope Sarah can comment on those things also.
Sarah, jump in. Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. That is a wonderful point. Our senses are very important. And what we're doing at the Wellness Kitchen is we're taking you back to natural foods, what your body is made to eat. So we are doing the foods that smell amazing, that taste amazing, that make your body feel good. That's what we're supposed to feel when we eat. We're not supposed to feel tired or grumpy or not energized. So we're really focusing on the foods that were put on this earth to actually build you up. And so, it's important to understand your body and how food plays a role in that.
I have a comment, too. This is Nancy talking. In that everything is in moderation, and that's what all of our classes that we teach, because every single person is different. Every body is different. Every upbringing is different. Whether you grew up in Ireland and you grew up on goat and goat milk, and your body adapts very easily to something like that, we talk about moderation on everything from spinach to chocolate. You know, if you need to have that piece of chocolate, you have one square of it and you enjoy that piece of chocolate and let it melt in your mouth and savor that chocolate. But you're not going to wolf down the whole chocolate bar, because then it becomes something else that you're in need of and not just that satiation of that one little piece of chocolate. So we try to give other ideas. You're craving a Egg McMuffin. Well, how can we make that Egg McMuffin healthy? Mm-hmm. Can we use, instead of a piece of American cheese on it. Can you grate maybe a little bit of Parmesan, which is an aged cheese that, you know, you're not using a big slab of it on what you're eating? You know, there's different ways, and that's what we try to work through with individuals and their families and their caregivers, is this is what you want. Well, let's see how we can clean that up for you in moderation. You know, you can't go from McDonald's to tofu all in one fail swoop. You have to take small steps along the way.
That's we'll remember that. You can't. Okay, I would say it's wise not to do that. Yes, thank you. Okay. Nancy and Atascadero, you're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Hello.
Hi. Yeah, you're on the air. Go ahead.
No, I hear them talking on the air.
No, turn your radio down, because you're what you're hearing on your radio is out of sync with what we're talking about right now. You're actually on the air.
Okay. Oh, my name is Nancy Reinstein, and you mentioned of the people that get the food, people that have knee replacements and hip replacements. And I'm going to be having a total hip replacement in 6 weeks. So my question is, do I have to have a certain, like be below a certain amount of money to get the free meals from your place? Can anybody get them?
I would love to answer that. This is Jennifer.
Jennifer's jumping in. Go ahead.
I only answer because I myself had two hip surgeries last year. And no, you don't need to be under a certain income level. Anybody can come. And what I did before my surgeries is I ordered broth with Nancy. My husband even picked him up the day of my surgery, took him home. It was so wonderful. It helped with my healing. But it was just a really nice thing as you're sitting there healing to have like nice warm broth. And she does make not only her beef broth, but she makes a vegetable-based broth too for those who don't eat meat like I do.
And I think the other thing that you were asking about was the qualifying if you're low income. We do have what's called a Pay It Forward program, and that's a community-funded program. We write grants for that and receive donations, in that we take individuals that are on a low income and or don't have somebody that is at home that can cook for themselves. We had another gentleman who had both double hip replacement surgery, obviously could not stand at the stove to cook. He was used to eating these types of foods, so we quote unquote adopt them on for about a 3 month period of time, providing their meals and their broths a week at a time, and then we reassess at the end of this 3 month to see how they're doing with the foods, if it's working for them. But the one thing that we really need too is we ask for a commitment on the other side, and that is if you're going to be eating our foods and drinking our broths and taking some of our recommendations, that you don't interject it with, I'm sorry, I keep bringing McDonald's up, maybe I should go Kentucky Fried Chicken.
<That's okay. laughs>
is to really jump in on that commitment with us, because we're on your side, we're on your team, that what we want to see is get you recovered and through into recovery, so that then you take all of our classes. Say we have a yearly class support once a month. You take all of those classes for free, so you can learn these tips and these tools about salt, about fat, about hydration, about how to make this month's classes quick weekday meals. So just different tips that you can take on your own continued recovery.
Okay. Well, I have a PhD in nutrition. I'm a registered dietitian, and I eat like the smoothies. I eat really, really well. So
good.
That wouldn't be a problem for me.
Wonderful.
So you're three quarters of the way there, and they for you probably it would not be a tug of war with these folks.
No, it would be so nice to be able to just to be able to pick up food and or have somebody pick up food for me, you know, afterwards. Where do you go to sign up?
Okay.
Nancy, actually, if you can come into the kitchen, where they are Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to at least 5 p.m., if you want to pop on in and we can sit down and talk to you, give you some guidance, show you what the menu is. You can also, if you're not able to do that, you can look online on our website, is the WKRC.org, and our menus on there and how you might order. Orders are due Sunday by midnight, and then we have everything ready by Wednesday. So if somebody is homebound, as you might be after your surgery, we have volunteers that can bring it to you and deliver.
Okay. Now, I have a boyfriend who could pick him up.
Wonderful.
And he wouldn't cook or anything.
Okay.
So is that okay? Or?
You're in good hands.
Okay. No, I can come to the kitchen. I've been there before, so okay. I will come.
Great. We look forward to seeing you.
Thank you, Nancy. Thanks for the call. I think this probably brings up really what for a lot of people is what the key factor is. Gee, is this an expensive proposition that I could never afford? Is this something that's so involved and so intricate with what's going on in my life that I'll never figure out a way to work with you guys? So how does the process begin? You mentioned you'd like people to come into the kitchen and sit down and talk with one of you. For people who may not be able to do that, a homebound individual who may have a medical condition that means they're not mobile, regardless of what the new medical condition might be that they want to address, how do you get to work with those people?
Well, a lot of times we'll get the caregiver that comes in, so we can sit with that person. But a lot of times, too, we don't have that extra person, so we do phone call intakes. And I'll let Sarah take the mic in a second, but I want to mention that there are several ways, as we are wanting to be on your team, there are several ways in which we can do that we try to make it work for you. We have probably 2/3 of our clientele are all dealing with some sort of a health issue. I would say 1/3 are receiving their meals for free through the Pay It Forward program. Another 1/3 might be receiving their meals at, say, 50%, you know, which might be a little bit closer to what cost is. And we may have somebody who is on just for 30 days. We may have somebody who's on for a year, depending on, because they have surgery after surgery after surgery. But the idea is that we get you in there and get you started to see if this works for you, because we understand that if you're not used to foods that are tasting this way and tasting really clean, you may decide that it's too hard for you. You may decide that a family member is cooking for you now, and if we could guide them, even coming to our classes, that would be great. But the process, as far as somebody coming in, I'm going to let Sarah talk about our intakes.
Yeah, we are all about making life more simple for you. These are pre-made meals that you can take home, put in the oven, and warm up. So there's a whole new drove of people that just want organic, gluten-free, dairy-free food. Maybe they're not going through any illness, but they would like that food. A busy mom with children who wants to have a healthy meal but not have to prepare it herself. So we have those clients as well. So you'll come in. Some people just order food from the cafe. Some people sit down and need to talk about their specific condition, and we can help them. And then some people just want organic food that is free of gluten and dairy.
Are you dealing a lot with, we've spoken mostly about people who are going through some kind of medical procedure that may be, for lack of a better way of putting it, out of the ordinary. They're having hip replacement, they're having something else going on, they've got cancer treatment. Do you also deal with people who have allergies that are an ongoing situation that need to address? I mean, we hear more and more about how we're getting better at addressing allergies and paying attention to them, but people's diet still becomes a complicated factor for that.
Absolutely. There's this whole epidemic in our society of genetically modified foods. So there's lots of new allergens that are showing up to things that we weren't allergic to before. So we're really stepping away from that and stepping toward natural foods that aren't genetically modified so that our bodies can have a positive reaction to it. We work with people who've had throat cancer and they need their food to be liquefied. So we'll take spaghetti that we make and we'll liquefy it for that person so they can have that flavor of spaghetti but not have to digest it. So we really have an array of people that have come to us that have different needs, and we're able to work specifically with those people.
With all three of you in the conversation, the word broth has come up, and it's been specifically emphasized. And I'm wondering, can we define what the difference is between broth and soup? or is that some? Am I just way out of touch with reality here? I don't know.
Actually, I like calling our broth our pot of gold.
Okay.
or liquid gold. I guess that's equal to olive oil, too. But what our broth is, it's a 12-hour broth that we make. There's three different broths. We have a mineral broth that's all vegetable. We have a chicken bone broth. And we have a beef rebuilding bone broth. The beef marrow bones are donated from Oso Libre Winery. So we know that they're humanely raised cattle. They donate these bones to us. So that's where the love starts. Then we have volunteers come in and start cutting these vegetables. There's probably 16 ingredients in our broth recipe, along with kombu. And kombu is a seaweed that gives it almost this umami type of a flavor to it, a very faint umami flavor. But what this is this powerful mineral-rich broth that we suggest they sip on. In fact, a quick story about, we had an individual that called us. She says, there's no way I can come and get my order. I had chemo 3 days ago. I haven't been able to get off the couch. And so we told her, we said, don't worry about the order. We actually canceled her order. We're rushing you over. We're going to be delivering bone broth to you. And we got the news back that she says, I took 3 sips of the broth and I was up off the couch. I drank the rest of the broth and I felt like I was human again. Mm. So we hear these kind of things over and over again. We've gone from about 6 quarts of rebuilding broth in 2014. Now we're up to about 72 quarts of this rebuilding broth, and we cannot keep it on the shelves. We are also limited to our stove and oven space, so we're on a big campaign to grow our equipment too.
Because the kitchen you're working, it's not a big place. I mean, it's not a. It doesn't seem like a big commercial production kitchen. It's a small cafe size mm-hmm. facility.
Right, and it used to be a deli, so the kitchen is very small. We are contemplating the next move, and there are some interesting things coming up, but we do definitely need a larger kitchen, larger equipment, and then classroom space, because I look at our kitchen as it is an educational facility. When our volunteers are in there cooking these healing meals and these wellness foods, they are also learning how to cook these types of foods, the kind of the tricks, the culinary skills that they're learning are priceless. And, you know, you pay $80,000 to go to culinary mm-hmm. school, and you're learning these skills. I don't want to compare myself with a culinary school, but you're still learning these skills on the tricks of things and the timing of things and why you put kombu in beans so it helps break down the sugar starches, you know, helps it to digest easier. So we're all about that simplicity of digesting, simplicity of the mouth taste. Boy, I could just go on and on. I guess we
we have quite a bit of time left. This is fascinating. I want to remind folks, we're talking with the people from the Wellness Kitchen and Resource Center in Templeton. We're talking with Nancy Walker. She's the founder and executive director and the therapeutic chef there. And Jennifer Langstaff, who's a board member of their organization. And actually, that's not her day job. She's just a volunteer there like a lot of the folks are there. She's actually a principal of Legacy Retirement Advisors, so she deals with a lot of senior citizens. So you probably address this some of these needs from a standpoint with your clientele also.
Yes.
And then Sarah Highnote, she's a staff member at the Wellness Center and a great vast storehouse of information. We really appreciate that. This is a fascinating topic, and I suspect a lot of people had never heard this organization even existed, so I'm glad we can share that. I do want to remind the listeners that this is a call-in program. We do have some time for some more calls if you'd like to call in. The phone number is 805-781-3875. That's 781-3875. This is Public Radio KCBX for the Central Coast. We're glad you're with us today. We talked a lot about the foods that you provide that people can pick up as a weekly order that are available for people can, I guess, carry out things that have been pre-made, like some of your broths, in the actual facility in Templeton. Is a lot of this teaching people how to to prepare their own foods and prepare foods that give them the same benefits of what you're preparing in your kitchen there?
Well, I feel that, and I always mess up the expression, but you give a man a fish, they'll eat the rest of their life. No.
They'll eat for a day.
They'll eat for a day. See, I always mess it up anyway. But that's kind of the theory behind this is let's help you get through that critical point. And then let's educate you so that you can continue on your own healing and recovery. So unlike Meals on Wheels, where it is through life, this is not meant to feed you for the rest of your life through the Wellness Kitchen. The intent of the Wellness Kitchen is get you past the critical point, educate you then after that to carry on.
Okay. We have quite a few callers, so let me make sure we get to these. Let's see. Peggy. Peggy, you're on the air.
Oh, hi there. Welcome. So I was wondering, I think one of your guests said that they wouldn't expect someone to go from McDonald's to maybe a plant-based diet, a non-dairy diet overnight. But I was wondering, I mean, people do that all the time. I mean, you would say that they can do it, right?
Oh, absolutely. I think it's more the beginners that come to the Wellness Kitchen often and in our classes, they're scared as it is because they're uncertain. They don't know how they're going to feel. Somebody who might be kind of investigating a plant-based diet maybe has had the experience of what they're feeling and they're starting to feel good about it. I also think, too, that if you make such a drastic jump overnight, your pocketbook is not going to like you either. Your gut might not be happy with you and your pocketbook might not be happy with you because the idea of cleaning out your entire pantry so that you can fill it with clean ingredients it can be costly and it can be hard on digestion too. Sarah, do you have something to add to that?
I think we're all in a process. And so I think what we were saying was that when you come in those doors, wherever you're at, we're going to walk alongside you and take you a little further. And so that's really what we focus on. Okay, so if you're already gluten-free, then you're used to these foods, and then we're going to get you to feel comfortable with dairy-free, all-organic foods, get you feeling better. But if you're the person coming in who doesn't even know why gluten might be bad for you, we're going to sit down with you too and talk about your options and why gluten might not be the best thing for your body.
Right, and hopefully the person would be accepting to that and like, yeah, you're making a great point. I'm getting rid of gluten. I'm donating to the homeless or whatever. And because, I mean, people change overnight all the time. I mean, quitting smoking, that's like huge. And that's a big drastic change to your body. And people do it all the time.
Yeah.
And, people go vegan overnight when they learn the facts. So I just wanted to make sure that you guys also are into that, too, if people want to go.
We're totally into that.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, thanks.
Peggy, thanks for the call. Yeah, I was surprised to hear that a lot of the things that you work with are dealing with some things from chicken and some things with beef, because I think one of the things you may get from feedback from people is, gee, there's flavors that they have just craved for their whole life. I think I have some friends who are vegetarians. I am not a vegetarian, that have talked about the fact that the things that they missed most weren't necessarily about texture. They were about flavors that they craved that were from beef and animal products from that standpoint. So that's not something you've excluded completely. You've just found some healthier ways to address that.
Yeah, one thing I want to mention is I went to Bowman College for my therapeutic culinary training, and I was very skeptical. I did go to culinary school and learned all about butter and salt, but I wanted something different. I knew that there had to be something other than butter and salt to flavor foods, and so going to Bowman College, as skeptical as I was, I heard the founder of the school speaking, and the message that he said that really hooked me was that it wasn't about any one kind of diet. He said it's about learning what your body needs, how it feels when you eat particular foods, and then feeding it the best that there is out there. And I think that that's where we try to support you, whether you're vegan, whether you're raw foods, whether you're paleo, whatever it is, we want to support you in making the best choices that are out there for your body, what makes you feel right.
Ernie, let me get another call. Okay. Shauna, are you there?
I am.
Okay, thanks for your patience. You're on the air.
I got to tell you, I love turning on the radio in the middle of the day now. I learned so much from this show that it's awesome. Unbelievable. I want to thank you for that.
Thanks for saying that.
I wanted to talk to your guest today about the fact that I'm interested in weight loss, and I just joined a famous weight loss program, and I'm finding it really hard because I want to come from a nutritional place, not just counting points and fats and whatnot. And I find that the conversations are really about foods that are not very good for you. So I would like to come someplace and get on a weight loss program. It's coming from your point of view. Are you working with a lot of people that are severely obese?
We do. We have a new program coming up specifically for weight loss. But I think something that might be really interesting for you to hear from us is that we are about detoxing the body. When the body is toxic, it can actually mess with the mitochondria around the cell, which messes with your metabolism. So when we're talking about weight loss, it's not just about counting calories or carbs. It's about how toxic is your body. And so when we get those toxins out of the body and we're drinking broths and we're eating organic food, your cell is able to repair itself, and then it's able to shed fat. So that's important to think about, too. It's not just about exercise and counting carbs. It's about you as a being and how toxic your cells are. So when you eat food with us, it's going to be organic. It's not going to have pesticides. It's not going to have steroids or antibiotics in the meat. So your body is really able to shed that extra weight because you're not toxifying it, if that makes sense.
Okay. Yeah.
There is a class, too, Shauna, that's coming up September 27th. It's a detox and elimination class. It's taught by Stephanie Austin, who is a holistic health practitioner. It promises to be an outstanding subject. That might be a good place to start.
Okay. Where are you located?
Our address is 1255 Las Tablas Road. We're next to, we share the parking lot with Heritage Oaks Bank, and we're kind of catty corner from Twin Cities Hospital.
I don't know that where you are.
Yeah, keep driving past the hospital. It'll be fine. Anyway,
we look forward to meeting you.
Okay, thanks for the call, Shauna. We appreciate it, and thanks for listening to the program. Yeah, it's. I think that one of the key factors, and I'm glad you're on the program today, is the number of people who have no idea that this type of program exists, and that's one of the important things. I will tell you, having gone to your website to do a little bit of background research beyond the information that you guys sent us, I am stoked by the fact that when you look at the list of volunteers you have, I mean, I think there's probably 30 plus volunteers listed on your website. Mm-hmm. Not too many organizations list that number of volunteers that are involved with their organization. Are a lot of your volunteers, I guess, former clients? Well, they may still be clients if they're volunteers also, but are they people who were involved with some kind of health problem that shifted them in their diet that got them then involved with the organization?
We can tag team this one. Well, you see the volunteers on a day-to-day.
Yeah, okay. We actually, on a day-to-day or a month-to-month basis, we're anywhere from 500 to 700 hours of volunteer time.
Wow.
And whether they come in just kind of drawn in on their own, whether they heard about us, a lot of them are dealing with their own issues. Or we have them as clients who might be dealing with something, are on our Pay It Forward free meal program and are finished with their program, and they come in, they want to volunteer, they want to give back. So it's a good variety. We have from age 12 to, I think, our elder volunteer, Gary, is 82. And everybody in between, male, female. We've got a California Highway Patrolman in there. We have some fabulous people. Plus, those that really have a desire to be in the culinary field, they're learning some good tips and skills and trying to decide, do they now want to go to full culinary school? Do they want to be a nutrition or dietitian? We also have been working with Chico State and Cal Poly. We get a lot of interns that come and want to do our program. where they're learning how to blend food if someone's dealing with dysphagia, are they unable to swallow? If they're dealing with feeding tubes, like Sarah was saying, the spaghetti, well, she forgot the turkey meatballs and the tomato marinara that went in with it. So it made like this awesome tomato bisque soup that sometimes when you're blending these foods, they need just a little bit of a tweak with maybe a little lemon or something to really bring the flavors out so that even somebody who is who is drinking the food in a liquid form is enjoying it, because that's the idea. You're needing these calories. These are important calories that you can't push yourself from the table because it doesn't taste good. You're needing this hydration and these calories, and so it's got to taste good. It's got to look good. The first the first sense that you appeal to is your eyesight, so it's got to look good too to make you eat it.
Hey, go ahead, Sarah. Jump on in.
I'd like to also say that as a board member, we need board members. Board members are an integral part of the kitchen.
Sorry about that. This is Jennifer.
This is Jennifer.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Losing track of who's in the room sometimes. I apologize.
It's all females. Okay. as a board member, many of us want to get involved, but maybe we have a day job. We have other commitments. And so getting into the kitchen to cook, like a lot of the volunteers do, is difficult for us. So being a board member is a great way to be involved, to be on the ground floor of the kitchen. As a board member, we get to help kind of shape and direct where the kitchen's headed. We get to help out with fundraising events. We get to, see where the kitchen is helping needs in the community. And I do want to point out that last summer, I had my, at the time he was 15-year-old, say 16-year-old, but my 15-year-old went to the kitchen during the summer before he could get a job. He was still a little too young for a job, but it was a great way for him to start learning skills, get in the kitchen. He now knows how to be in a kitchen and cook. He was really proud he made his own focaccia bread when he was there. But, I think for parents is a great way to get your kids involved as well, maybe after school coming in for a couple hours. That's a great thing about the kitchens. They welcome all.
Yeah. Okay, we have one more caller. Is it Vita or Vita? I'm sorry.
Hi, it's Vita.
Okay, Vita, jump on in the conversation. You're on the air.
Okay, hi. I'm just inquiring about people who are post-recovery. I'm a cancer survivor, and I've been told I'm cancer-free, but of course I'm always a little dubious about that and wanting to do something to make sure I don't get cancer or have a reoccurrence. Do you offer any services for people like me, and we're willing to pay? I mean, we don't necessarily have to have some program to be involved in, but we're willing to pay for some of these meals. Is that offered?
Yes, and that's awesome that you're really looking ahead at how to build your body in the right direction. It's absolutely vital to be eating foods that don't feed cancer. So our foods are going to be anti-cancer, meaning that nothing will be aggravating that condition. So as far as building your body up from where you've been to where you want to go, it's wonderful to be thinking in that direction of eating nothing that would cause cancer to feel at home in your body, or to be the soil that could grow cancer again. So thinking about your future health, we absolutely have foods and things that we can guide you and help you learn as well with our cooking classes, how you can be doing this at home so you can really take control of your health and your future, which is a wonderful thing.
I'd like to say something, too, is that we're community partners with the Hearst Cancer Resource Center. And along with Hearst Cancer Resource Center and Cancer Support Community, there are some wonderful survivorship programs that are offered. We're part of those programs as far as the nutrition goes. But the Cancer WellFit with the exercise, the Cancer Connections with the emotional support, Cancer Support Community is North County with the emotional and psychological support. Because I really believe that your healing and your future, your recovery, is based on all of these things. It's based on whole mind, body, spirit. I know that that's used a lot, but it's a whole package that you want to take part in.
Thanks for the call.
All right, thank you.
Okay. Great. This has been a fascinating discussion, and it's wonderful to hear what you folks are offering to the community, and that your community is growing. Like I said, I was just delighted to see the number of volunteers that are listed on your website, and yeah, you guys, I just got a flyer waved at me. You have an event coming up in October that you wanted to talk about, so I will make sure we get this in before we lose time here. So go ahead and tell us about your Top Chef event.
All right, I almost forgot about such a very important event and lots of fun. It's our fifth annual Top Chef competition and fundraiser. It's held on Saturday, October 1st from 5 to 9 p.m. at the Estrella Warbirds Museum. It's actually in the vintage hangar. They move all the vintage airplanes out, and that's the backdrop in this spectacular setting. Evan Vossler with TH Estate Wines is competing. Greg Wangard, he's the Director of Food Services for Paso Robles School District. And then trying to hold his 2015 title is Adam White, who is the Executive Chef of Twin Cities Community Hospital. We have some dynamic judges, live action, silent auction, and then the meal for the evening along with wine. The meal is prepared by Alex Martin of Crush Catering, and he's our three-time Top Chef winner. So dinner is going to be spectacular as well. You can get tickets on eventbrite.com. You type in Top Chef 2016. So we look forward to seeing you there.
Okay. You can also find the link through our website as well.
Yes.
Okay. I want to make sure we've got one more caller. Jennifer, you're just under the wire here. You've got 25 words or less. Jump on in the conversation.
Okay. I'm wondering about women who are in their postpartum phase. Many of them want to be able to eat well during this time. Maybe they even have an excellent diet during their pregnancy or normal life, but during that postpartum phase, they don't because they're so busy being moms at that point. Is that a clientele that could use your service?
Anyone that is concerned about their health is a client to us. So someone going through postpartum, we would love to provide broths and really nutritious foods for them so that they can have the energy to deal with their new baby. So it's absolutely important for them to be eating nutritious food, and we would love to work with them.
Okay wonderful. Yeah.
Thanks for the call.
Mom. Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Boy, thanks for getting that in because we're running a little short on time here. I want to make sure we get a chance for everybody to wrap up. Jennifer, we'll start with you. I tell everybody, and as most listeners know, make sure that the guests get a chance to talk for a few minutes without me interrupting, hopefully. What do you want to make sure people walk away with today?
Well, I think the biggest accomplishment is people knowing that the kitchen is there, but really that we would love people to be involved. We do need help still, even though we have a lot of volunteers, as you can tell from Nancy, we have a lot of need out there. So the more volunteers that we have, the more meals that we can deliver and make happen. But also being on the board, we have board meetings once a month, usually in the evening. So it's great for somebody who's a busy professional who wants to be involved, but doesn't know how much time that they can give during the week. You know, we have activities for all levels to be on part of the Wellness Kitchen.
Great. Sarah.
I would like people to know that wherever they're out in their journey, whether they are a health conscious person wanting to sustain optimal health or someone going through a chronic illness, that we are here to provide meals and education and a gluten-free, dairy-free environment that is healthy, nutritious food for you.
Wow. Very, very much to the point, and I appreciate that. Nancy?
And the growth that we are experiencing right now, the summertime was supposed to be our slow month to get caught up, and we exceeded our biggest weeks pretty much every week of the summertime. So the need for support, even financially, so that we can purchase an 8-burner stove, double oven, more prep tables, more great big pots for the broths to cook. Just our growth potential is huge. It's out there. We don't want to turn anybody away, but we do need the community's help with that.
Well, you were all briefer than I thought you were going to be, so we really have some more time to talk a little bit. I want you to remind folks again about the event coming up in October, because We kind of threw it in towards the last of the program, and people may not have had a pencil and paper handy. So tell us about it again.
You bet. This is our fifth annual Top Chef competition and fundraiser. It's similar to the Chopped television show, the Food Network television show, in that they get a three baskets with secret ingredients to make a heart-healthy appetizer, a main dish for longevity, and a blood sugar control dessert in allotted time periods. It's on Saturday, October 1st, from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. Tickets are $100 a person or $700 for a table. We still have some sponsorships available. We're taking live and silent auction items if you're interested in donating something. You can purchase our tickets on eventbrite.com. There's also a link on our website, which is thewkrc.org. Our phone number, if you want to call us, is 434-1800, and that's area code 805.
Okay. Sarah, I want to jump back in with you for a minute because we still have some time. My hunch is a lot of people, their fear is, these people are just going to lecture me about what I'm doing that's not healthy, and they're going to talk to me about all the things I haven't done that were very healthy before. Mm-hmm. And how do we address that, and how do we look at that? And I think people may be afraid to call you.
Interesting. We're very open, and we're very loving. Our whole place is filled with love. We're here to comfort. We're here to educate. So we really come from a perspective of teaching you what your body already knows, which is to eat natural foods. And we're all at different levels of that. So we respect that. And we honor that people come into our doors and want to know and want to feel better. So we are absolutely open arms to people.
Hmm. What is the most typical question you get from someone who has no idea what you do?
Typical question. A lot of people don't understand why gluten's bad or why it's an aggravant to their bodies. So that is something that people are so excited. You have gluten-free bread. You have gluten-free cupcakes. I mean, things that maybe they haven't been able to eat. So we have a lot of people that are stoked about the gluten-free stuff that we have that they haven't been able to enjoy. But also just people understanding why we're no gluten and why we're no dairy. And so that is something that we like to go over with people, that these are foods that cause inflammation and that can aggravate conditions. And so we just eliminate those and gear your body toward healthy, nutritious food that's going to heal you and sustain optimal health.
I think what you folks do is just fascinating, and I think it's wonderful that you're part of the community. And Jennifer, I'll come back to you for a moment. You mentioned that you identified with one of our callers before that you had hip surgery in the last year or so.
I had two of them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was that one of the key things that got you involved in this? Or?
No, I was already involved in the kitchen. Thankfully, I knew about them, so I knew the resources I needed when the time came for my surgeries. It's not a lot of people do know that it's available, and I think it's such a great resource for people who do want to take care of their bodies, not only day-to-day, but when they're healing as well. Yeah. And get better.
Great. Very, very good point, and I thank you all. I want to remind listeners that you've probably heard about this before, but you'll hear about it again, and that is starting tomorrow, September 9th, is the start of the Fall Pledge Drive here at KCBX. It's a critical time for KCBX. It's the end of the fiscal year, and the Fall Pledge Drive wants to reach a goal of $280,000. But believe it or not, they've only got $165,000 to go. So it's really important that you help out with that. Also, something interesting this time is there's a sweepstakes opportunity. There's a trip for two to Italy and France with KCBX. It's going to happen in April of 2017. And there's a drawing for that. Anybody who makes a contribution during the pledge drive will automatically be included in that. And the information for that is at kcbx.org. Entries are limited to one per person per day. And we want you to be a supporter and not just a listener. So please give us a call at 805-549-8855, or you can reach us at kcbx.org. It's really an important part of what keeps us here, and you're our community, and we want you to be part of that. This, as you know, has been Central Coast Voices, and as I've told you before, but I'll tell you again, it's a project of the Community Foundation of San Luis Obispo County and Action for Healthy Communities. We want to thank you very much for being part of this discussion. Basically, we want to remind you also that you can contact us at voices@kcbx.org. or 805-543-2323 with feedback and suggestions for the program. I want to thank Joan Gellert Sargent for her underwriting of this program. Her production help is what makes us be able to do this with a lot of help from production staff that we would not have otherwise. And thank you to my guests today, Nancy Walker, Jennifer Langstaff, and Sarah Highnote. It's been a wonderful program. I thank you for being with us today. This has been Central Coast Voices. Next up is my favorite program, This American Life with Ira Glass. Thank you for joining us today.